out of Sydney. That's Grand Fatal and a song called Baker Boy and a man who loves baking, Chris Taylor from The Chasers War on Everything. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. A very good afternoon. My apologies for bringing down the average age of the guests on this program.
It's quite all right.
Only just.
Yeah. I mean, why? Are you dissing me and Ruth?
If you have just joined us, Scott Dooley filling in for Robbie Buck here on Top Shelf. We are joined by Miff Warhurst, Chris Taylor, and look, honestly, the woman who has captured the imagination of an entire generation, Ruth, who is 62. She's a knitting expert, but also, you know, you give out a bit of relationship advice, which people have been enjoying. Mm. And thank you for joining us this afternoon, Ruth. Now, Chris Taylor, what's been going on with you?
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking, if only Ruth was with me an hour ago. I've just come from Sexpo. Ruth, I know you probably got along already this year. It's... there are a lot of women not dissimilar to your vintage on the poles and not with your talents or litheness.
Literally or metaphorically speaking?
Metaphorically, of course, Ruth. But no, look, it's we were there filming a piece for the Chaser Show.
Yeah.
And there was one guy there. I mean, most of it's pretty tacky and, like, sordid. It's sort of, it's like, you know how you would walk past an adult shop, you know, if in your major cities, you'd never think twice. Somehow you've got permission to sort of look at all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess a lot of the people are there sort of ironically just to have a look, but it's something a bit depressing or sort
was
of.
Was Ron Jeremy there? He manages to make an appearance every year.
He does.
No, and I do Rex love the hedgehog.
Was, he'd set up a booth.
Was he taking his clothes off in the laneway behind?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, just handing out cash to any ladies that would take it. But no, the one guy that I did give points to, I thought that I'd never seen it before. Because, you know, you think with sex, you kind of, you've been around the block a few times, you think you've got it all covered.
Well, you have, Taylor.
Speak for yourself. Ruth, do you fit into that category?
No.
Exactly.
There was one guy doing very good portraiture with his penis.
You're kidding? Did he dip it into something or was it holding?
He had a palette. Yeah. In front of him, just like a traditional artist would, and was doing really good caricature likenesses of anyone who would come up and do it. And guess what his name was? I'll give you one guess what his
name
was.
Pencil something.
No, I'm thinking, I want to say Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah, you're in the territory. Yeah, it was Picasso. And he painted Andrew Hansen's portrait as the surprise spruiker and got it bang on.
You know how he actually got into that? He was actually... I heard a rumour that he was actually arrested after he was doing a school fete as a face painter.
It was
no good.
He gets a lot of work around Davis Cup and Australian Open time, just doing those Swedes.
Swede ladies. I'm embarrassed.
His cock's just blue and yellow, just for doing Swedes all summer.
You're on Triple J, Miff Warhurst, Chris Taylor and Ruth. It is the unmistakable sound of the Black Keys. They've got a new record coming out on the 2nd of September and it's going to be called, or it is called, Magic Potion. That's the first single to be lifted from it, Your Touch. Before that, we had Canadians Tegan and Sarah and Walking With a Ghost. Scott Dooley with you here on Triple J, joined by Miff Warhurst, Chris Taylor and Ruth, our favourite knitting know-it-all. Now, Chris is in here for, you know, to have a chat. Has anything caught your eye in the news? I mean, is it the been so much going on over the current week and stuff, and you know, probably the most important thing has been the fact that Shiloh, Brad and Angelina's child, has been immortalising wax as a part of Madame Tussauds.
Yes, and they've set it up with a lovely African theme as well, given the child was born in Namibia. So it's all very tasteful. They've put a little kind of, you know, African outfit on Brad.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, right. Only African outfit I could see Madame Tussauds doing is kind of turning him into an extra from the Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big fat suit. Yeah. Or a little bit Big Mama's House.
And to a lesser extent, Big Mama's House too.
Look, I think this is a privilege that should be accorded to all newborns. I've always said you should be converted into a wax figurine before you learn to speak or walk.
You have.
I think it's an essential part of any young child's upbringing. And I just was a bit sorry about the reviews. That thought it wasn't a particularly good likeness. I know I was at the Times in London. Mm-hmm. Was concerned that the waxwork was more animated than either of the parents, and they had to actually sculpt or pretty much scrape half of Angelina's lips off just to get enough wax to do Shiloh.
Ruth, do you love your celebrities, Ruth? Do you love a bit of...
Love it. I've been to the Waxwork Museum in London.
Is that right?
There you go.
Who's your favourite?
Just as though they're talking to
you. Who did you get your photo taken with?
I didn't, actually.
You didn't?
No, I missed out.
Oh, Ruth. But who's your favourite celebrity at the moment? Is there anyone that when you see a bit of Paris Hilton news, you've got to have a look? Do you see a bit of Paris in yourself and Paris?
No.
You were more upset when you heard about John Hines' death.
Oh, well, no, Buddy Holly, actually.
Buddy Holly?
God almighty, that's quite a burden to be carrying. It happened 50 years ago.
Bloody hell. Still carrying a torch.
Who do you like?
Prime Minister Menzies?
Menzies? We've got Menzies. No. What about the big
bopper? There are a lot of sad deaths, aren't there?
Well, there aren't really that many happy ones.
No.
But yeah, no. But are there any celebrities that you... Of the current crop of celebrities...
Who do you like?
Whose
movie would you go and get out at the DVD shop?
I can't remember.
Oh, you'd be a George Clooney fan? Yeah.
More than likely.
Yes, he's
great. That's right. He's great. He's terrific. Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes.
You like Gwyneth? Do you reckon though she's a bit thin? Could she put on a bit of weight, do you think?
Of course, Judi Dench too.
Oh, Dame Judi Dench.
Absolutely.
Are you more Judi Dench or Maggie Smith woman?
I've been told I resemble Dame Judi Dench.
You do, actually.
Literally at the traffic lights, people have said, "Hello, Judy, how are you?"
You're kidding.
Do you respond with an English accent and go, "Nice to see you"?
That is probably why they think I talk more English, I suppose.
Do you?
Strange.
Can you put on an English accent and like give us a bit of Dame Judi? Can you not as good as Dame Judi? Can your Dame Judi Dench please scold Chris Taylor as a James Bond?
I'm not that gifted.
You're not that gifted.
I've got a very quick Dame Judi Dench story. You'll enjoy this, Ruth. I was in London about a month ago, and Dame Judi is back on the board. She's treading the boards in Noel Coward's Hay Fever. And
Noel Coward, oh.
Oh, you would have been in heaven. And and normally, you know how, like, deals with rock concerts, you get your keen fans
who
might do the sleepover for tickets. There was literally, I walked past one of those half-ticks things.
No.
There was a 70-year-old pair of women who had slept over to see Dame Judi Dench in Hay Fever.
Congratulations to them.
They were in their sleeping bag. They were ahead of the queue.
Oh,
thermos flasks.
Yeah, what I just sort of slipped in front of them and took the last tickets.
While they were sleeping.
Didn't want to see the play, but just, But I thought, it's good to see some oldies.
Loyalty and devotion and...
But don't you get plays on London's West End running for like 6 years?
They didn't have that long to live.
What about... And how about the mousetrap?
That's true, Ruth.
40-something years.
This is our feature album, The Panda Band, on Triple J. Thanks, Kiralee. And it is Triple J, Top Shelf Radio to be exact. Scott Dooley filling in for Robbie Buck, joined by Miff and Chris Taylor, and also Ruth, our 92, I was going to say, our knitting ninja, 62-year-old knitting ninja. Now, Ruth, it is unfortunately time to say goodbye. What are you going to be doing for the rest of the weekend?
Knitting? Representing Rap With Love Incorporated at Manny Museum Art Gallery tonight.
Exactly right, in Sydney.
Rap With Love.
Yes, Rap With Love. I like that.
Iced tea be there this evening.
We live in hope.
Exactly.
Tell you what, Ruth, since you've been on air, the phone's been running hot. Vega's keen to offer you the breakfast shift.
4 a.m. start?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ruth,
With a cab charge.
Ruth, thank you so much
for coming in.
It's been fantastic.
It's been a privilege to be here and meet you all.
Oh, thank you.
All the best, Ruth.
Thank you very much indeed for everything.
On Triple J, here's a bit of Ladytron.
Cheerio, listeners.
And the weekend. Get on your Ruth. On Triple J.
Your radio voice, Noel!
It is my radio voice. It is.
Rosie Beaton.
I kind of wish Rosie had a radio voice. Because the real one's really annoying.
Ladytron there and weekend.
No dissing, Rosie.
I'm joking, Rosie.
Dools, Miff and Taylor here.
Rosie, the face of JTV, I hear.
Exactly, JTV tomorrow Saturdays. Morning, 9 a.m, she'll be on the telly.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, see, we're the only show on the ABC with a worse time slot than us. It's good. I'm good to see the ABC supporting youth programming.
It is, but hopefully ours will stay in the same spot.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 you'll float around. In 2 weeks in, Ruth will be the face of JTV. Just be all knitting.
Just the knitting hour.
Knitting with Wolf Mother. Would you like a tea cosy with that haircut?
How good would that be?
That would be
wide
a show.
Wide pant knitting with Wolf Mother.
I'd watch that.
Be brilliant.
I would definitely watch that.
Who's in the JTV ideas room? Maybe we should be brainstorming these
this
things.
This is it.
I asked Ruth about knitting ties, if that was okay, but she wasn't too hot for the tie.
Do you know what Ruth has actually knitted? Curtains for her kitchen. She has knitted curtains, and she said what you need is a thin yarn but big needles.
Mm. She said the same about a petticoat that I could use under the skirt I'm wearing today if I wanted to fill out the skirt a little bit more with a knitted petticoat.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea. She wasn't inferring that you're a bit, you know, the skirt's a bit short.
Possibly. Might bring it down to the knee.
Wouldn't that have been a very different basic instinct if when Catherine Tramell uncrosses her legs, you see a knitted petticoat?
Oh, how good would that be?
Done by Ruth. Just with Ruth's signature. If you paused, zoomed in, you saw Ruth was here.
Oh, then that be good.
Why wouldn't they? Joe Oster has the screen.
Would that be a cross stitch or would that be a crotch?
Settle, Warhurst. It's almost worth doing a Basic Instinct 3 just to try and affect that scene, wouldn't it?
It would be good.
I mean, I know the second one was a disaster, but I think we could bring it back.
And I actually think that by the time they make 3, Sharon Stone will be older than Ruth.
She could bring her own petticoat.
Yeah, with a knitted G-string on.
Come here, fellas.
She'll still look younger than me. I'm talking about the fact that she's been dipped in, what is it, formaldehyde? What's the stuff that they put carcasses in?
Mm.
Yeah, Sharon Stone, clearly, she's done the dip. It's like a big sheet.
Is that what they do?
She doesn't move. Nothing moves.
They don't actually dip them in.
You scrape off the layers, though. You scrape off the layers of skin. Botox yourself like crazy. Nothing moves, and you've taken off about 4 layers of your old skin, and you look like Sharon Stone. I don't know if it's magnificent. I think it's a bit scary.
You see, though, with men, with male celebrities, female celebrities, she's had work done. Mm. Male celebrities, he's gay. They're the only two things we've got to say about celebrities at the moment, because no one's doing anything that's good, with the exception of musicians.
I don't mind the idea, though, of a literal dip, because I've kind of got an image of, you know, the Mr. Whippy guy when he dips the ice cream into the chocolate
and it sets very quickly.
So, I mean, the Oscars, bloody hell, like if
they're dipped.
They need some more, you know, spicing up. Mm. So rather than, you know, do those montages of, you know, 100 years of, and you know, cinema, just bring on a celebrity. Who is it this year? Scarlett Johansson, come up to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scarlett Johansson.
Bring out the dipping machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dipping machine is being operated by Luke Perry.
And his wrinkled forehead.
And his wrinkled forehead.
It trapped some chains around Scarlett's legs.
Ah, no.
Clean her up, hover her above, dip. Thank you very much, Scarlett Johansson.
Coming up next to perform their nominated song, The Black Eyed Peas.
Fergie's been dipped. She's definitely
such
been
dipped.
Such
a big way.
Double dipped.
Yeah.
On Triple J, Tom York there. And from The Eraser, that's Black
Swan. You shouldn't be laughing at Tom York and Radiohead.
Dools,
and his solo work. Dools.
Miff and Chris Taylor here on your radio, filling in for Robbie Buck, who comes back on Monday.
We were discussing, actually, last Sunday on the program Bloody Sunday.
Which you're involved with,
obviously.
Me
and Craig.
That's very clunky.
No, this is actually, it's on topic, because we were discussing the new Tom York album.
Yes.
And just putting the pressure on Phil Selway to follow suit.
I am probably Australia's foremost Radiohead apologist, but Phil Selway, I reckon, is one of the Matt Boy, who works at Triple J here, and I have had long discussions that Phil Selway is probably, along with Questlove, the best hip-hop drummer in the world.
Mm.
So don't knock Selway.
I think you misread my tone. I seriously think Phil Selway, it's been overdue a solo album from him, because he's been carrying Radiohead for far too
long. Am I snoring over here? Have you noticed I've fallen asleep while we talk about Radiohead, people?
I like them. I think they're very good. Hey, look.
Sorry.
Radiohead.
I just got bored.
Radiohead, TV on the radio. Radio on the TV. This tonight at 11:10.
Oh, yeah. JTV.
See what I did there? That's just radio segue-y.
Yes, now what's the format? I've heard about this JTV. What can we expect tonight?
There's a lot. Jay and the Doctor are going to be hosting the show, so they're going to be taking you through it. Steve Kinnane actually has a very interesting... I was lucky enough to have a look at a bit of the story before it's going to go to air tonight. I haven't seen the finished thing, but he took a politician clubbing to suss out the idea of pill testing.
Oh, is this the Democrat that recently fell into hot water?
In Adelaide. And this is actually quite an exclusive because apparently only Steve and the hack crew were there and a journalist from the BBC, and that was it.
No one else knew.
No.
No one knew. And they went there and I have seen one of the interviews, and you know you get the boneheads that you guys do on the chasers on the wall, like the people in the background. Yeah. Mm. There is one guy that is in the background who is such an advertisement for completely illegalising any drug,
right.
Anything.
On the gurn?
Oh, he was absolutely... keep your eye out for him tonight. Hopefully he makes the final cut, but what I've seen is he's got this mouth guard, but the mouth guard is flashing lights. Mm.
What I like, when you actually zoom in on that guy, it's Andrew Bartlett, the other day.
He was singing one of his old songs.
Yeah, no, that's John Schumann. I think you might be the Red Gum Dude. He was also there.
Andrew Bartlett was in a band.
Oh, he was too. He was the goth, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the goth. He was in a gothic band.
You're absolutely correct. Because the only thing the Democrats have going for them now is music and drugs.
Really?
They're just becoming rock and rollers.
They're actually going to change their name to Big Day Out. And they're just going to do that to get the youth vote. But also there's a live set from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And I wanted to talk to you because Karen O had a... wardrobe malfunction, and before
she did.
You had to jump in.
I was a bit like Ruthie. I had to get the pins and needles out and sort her out. Yes.
Were you worried you were going to poke her with it, you know?
No, not really. No, I just I didn't actually know what to do. I when you're called upon to do a lady duty and you don't actually know what to do as a lady, and I couldn't unknot the thing, and it was quite stressful.
Sorry, just rewind. What were the circumstances? Was this
her
on stage?
Her dress was falling off on stage, and she was scared she was going to be flashing, and so she came straight to me and Jade from JTV. Ladies, you know what to do. Sort me out. Couldn't help her.
Well, you're just there in the wings as a one-stop shop pit stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I just was there to help with wardrobe. That's my great. Job. I think that's my only role on JTV at this point.
That is actually at this stage, that's pretty much all you're doing. To prevent, I think, actually, I've seen they've made business cards, nipple prevention. That's a bit more.
I'm not the best person for that, though.
I know there's a fair whack of JTV on. It's sort of spread out on ABC 2 and ABC. They haven't yet considered the Channel 9 initiative. Have you heard of this new 3-hour interactive hot dog style game show?
I've heard all the networks are doing it now.
Someone is thinking.
I know. Well, you only needed to watch one episode of the Up Late Game Show with hot dogs to know that this is the sort of thing.
This is the future.
This is the future. Mm, it took Channel 9 to realise you could spread it out over 3 hours.
Oh. I know, but that's, we said that. We said the future of television is here and the future has a rat's tail. And hot dogs has proved. Who are they getting?
That's 30 more bongs you can fit in.
I know. I'm embarrassed to not have the name of the host. It's one of those things I should have memorised. Not any indication of his lack of fame. It's just my fault that
Todd
I...
Todd McKenney.
No,
it's Brody? Or from he was a big brother of Victor?
Someone who might have been an extra once on Home and Away. It's that kind of level, like right. Secret Life of Us Extra Season 6. It's that...
That big?
That kind of... They've got a name.
Wow.
But what I loved about it, I only saw it for about an hour.
Did you turn it down, Dools? The job?
No.
What I love, you know how, for all of his faults, and there weren't many, hot dogs kind of, there was a point to the show, like there were real questions and answers. Mm. On this show, a standard question is, it's something like, okay, I'm thinking of the name of a singer.
What?
What is the name of a singer? And if you say, Kenny Rogers, they go, no, it's wrong. It's just, you've just got to guess what's in the host's mind. So there's no right and wrong. Because even if you name a correct singer, they're just going, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. This goes on for 3 hours. You've got to guess the name of the singer inside the old guy from Secret Life of Us Season 6's head.
Wow.
It's riveting.
What a great idea.
Why isn't JTV thinking like this?
Oh, my
God. It's all going to change next week.
Chris Taylor, what can we expect from the show on Sunday?
Me and Craig waffling on, I don't know. We'll think about it at 5 to 2. But between 2 and 5, filling in for Roy Nance, G Bloody Sunday, and The Chaser tonight at the inconvenient time just before JTV.
And while you're thinking about it, if you can guess what they're thinking of, you'll win a CD.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. Muscles show.